Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I just keep my head
up high. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you'd like to join the conversation today. In the studio for this half hour is Heather. She is part of the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here today.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the foundation.
Absolutely. So first off, I'm Heather Moore. I'm director of the Baptist Healthcare Foundation, and we are a 501c3, and our mission is to support programs and services for Baptist healthcare.
Okay, perfect. And so how can people donate to the foundation if they're interested?
People can go online is probably the easiest way to connect with us. It's baptisthealthcarefoundation.org. And if you visit the website, you can look on there to see all the different areas of support that we have throughout the healthcare system. And you can also easily give online if you would like.
Wonderful. And I was looking through the website a little bit. It looks like people can direct their gifts. So if they have something in particular that they're fond of, they can make sure the money gets rooted there.
Absolutely. If somebody has a passion for cancer or for heart or any other service line within Baptist that is available there on that drop down, they can select that.
Okay. And then as part of the foundation, there's a women's board.
Yes, absolutely. So the women's board has been around for almost as long as the foundation. It was established back in 1976 by a group of women that wanted to support Baptist. And their mission is really to raise funds and give back to the Baptist Healthcare Foundation.
Okay. And so talk to me a little bit about some of the initiatives that have been supported.
Yeah, absolutely. So the most recent ones that we've had, obviously throughout COVID, there was a lot of need at the healthcare systems, and the Women's Board donated funds back to our COVID response fund. We also had a very recent new campus open up, and they supported our newborn nursery there at Baptist Hospital. They also provided a playground for our Baptist Hospital Behavioral Health Unit. And this year, we're going to be giving funds back to the Mammogram Fund at Baptist.
Oh, wow. And tell me how the foundation chooses those areas of focus.
Absolutely. So we usually bring forward a couple of different ideas to the Women's Board Executive Group and present those to them. And then we let those ladies decide which one that they would most like to support that year.
Okay, sounds good. And I know that you're in the studio today talking about stepping out in style. What's
Absolutely.
That about?
Absolutely. So that is our premier fashion event of the year. It has been going on for almost 50 years. This is going to be our 48th annual Stepping Out in Style fashion show, which just is amazing. It's always a great time, longstanding tradition in the community. It's going to be held this year on Thursday, October 24th. It will be at Sanders Beach. Doors open at 5:30. We have a live and silent auction. Brent Lane is very generous with his time and comes over and he does he MCs that event, and he also does our live auction for us. And this year he and Angela both will be walking down the runway. so we have the live and silent auction and a fashion show, of course, is the premiere portion of that event.
That's awesome. We'll talk more about the fashion show in just a second and get a little bit more into the weeds with that. But if people are interested in tickets, how do they get a ticket to the event?
Absolutely. So sponsorships are open right now, and those will be open throughout event open. And tickets will begin selling probably about the 1st of October. So if they are interested, anyone's interested in sponsoring or tickets, just keep an eye on the website. Again, baptisthealthcarefoundation.org. That is the best place to go just to keep an eye on sponsorships and tickets.
Okay. Heather Moore from the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation, our guest, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for her. Tell me a little bit about the program. What can people expect?
Absolutely. So the fashion show itself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So the doors open at 5:30. We have about 30 minutes of just socializing. We have charcuterie boxes. We have a bar so people can just socialize at the beginning of that event. And then everyone takes a seat. We do have a live and silent auction. We try to make the live auction fun and engaging for that first portion of the event. And then, of course, the main event is the fashion show itself.
Nice. So I was talking to Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. Actually,
yes.
He mentioned that he's been part of it in the past and been one of those models, and he really enjoyed it.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the process of the models? Like, do you provide the clothing for them? I mean, how does that all work?
Absolutely. So we start with our local vendors to provide the clothes. So we have four vendors this year. We have Blutique, Dillard's, Gulf Coast Cabby Stylist, and The Market and Mainly Shoes. So we actually hire a we hire someone that comes in and does all of the styling for our models. She also brings in professional models, and then we mix in our local models as well. Mm-hmm. So we have Malcolm, as you said, last year.
Yep.
You were mentioning him. He was one of our models last year and I believe the year before. So it's always fun when you have someone that people recognize walking down the runway. Mm-hmm. But we do love to mix in our professionals as well.
Absolutely. So are the local models and local celebrity or whatever you want to call them, are they like doing their own hair and their own shoes, or is that all provided for them?
No,
like, do they get the high level treatment there?
Absolutely. So the main thing that they love is that the stylist that we bring in, she's from the Charlotte area. She does this for a living. So they work with them one-on-one to pick out an outfit for the evening. So they do everything, you know, head to toe as far as making sure they have something that looks great on the runway, looks great for their personality, for their figures, mm-hmm. and has the right shoes and everything to walk down the runway. It is a very high-profile event as far as the production itself. It's got a great stage. We have professional lighting, professional AV team, and voiceovers, so it's a very nicely done event.
That's awesome. So are you able to share who the models are going to be this year?
Let me get my list together, and I'll give that to you in just a moment.
Okay, sounds good. Who can attend the event? Is it open to pretty much anybody?
It is. It's open to the public. Again, we typically sell out for this event, so we sell a lot of tickets in sponsorships. And then in October, about October 1st, we typically open up the remaining tickets for public purchase as well. But anybody can attend. Anybody can go onto the foundation website and they can look at the different sponsorship packages. We do have a beginning ticket package that starts at $250. That's for two guests to attend. And that's probably the start of that sponsorship package. And then we have packages up to the $5,000 level.
Okay. And so what kind of benefits are there to becoming a sponsor?
Absolutely. So the main thing is it's a great event. So if your target market is a group of women and men in that kind of fashionable and I don't know, I'd say probably 30 to 50 age range, which it goes way below and way over, but that'd probably be the meat of those folks. We have swag bags, so you can provide items from your business in those swag bags so they go home to everyone. Mm-hmm. We have color ads that we can do in a program and then also mentions throughout the event.
Absolutely. I've had magnets and stuff on my fridge from different businesses over the years, and so it is a good way for businesses to market themselves.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So did you have the list over there for the model? You're not ready with that. Okay, well, we'll be taking a break here real soon anyway, so you can kind of reference the list. But is there a fundraising goal? I know that in the past this has raised quite a bit of money for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe last year we were right at about $130,000 that we were able to bring in from this particular event. And the funds last year went to our adult social space over at the Behavioral Health Unit at Baptist Hospital. So this year our goal is to raise at least that much money again. Mm-hmm. And the funds will be going to our mammogram fund at Baptist, which I can share more about that with you.
Okay. Is there a limit in terms of when they have to become a sponsor by?
The benefits start to dwindle as you get closer to the event, just because we don't have time to squeeze an ad in after the deadline, but you can sponsor up until the event.
Okay. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church"? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickorhamic Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." I kid you not. regular members, and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. Heather Moore from the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation is in the studio with me, and we're talking a little bit about the Stepping Out in Style fashion show that's coming up. One more time, the date and location of that?
Absolutely. So the date of the event is going to be Thursday, October 24th. It's over at Sanders Beach, and doors open at 5:30 for the event.
Okay. And I know that the proceeds from the event this year are going to the Mammogram Fund.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a mammogram fund within the foundation over at Baptist, and it provides mammograms to members of our community who are uninsured. And it also raises awareness and support for early detection.
Okay, perfect. And that's really important for women in our community, and it doesn't matter how young you are.
Absolutely. So we have a statistic that we like to share that according to CDC, there's 31% of women that are over the age of 40 that have not had a mammogram in the last 2 years. And it's just really important, obviously, for women to get in and to get those screening mammograms.
So would you be able to talk about a little bit about the impact that the fund has had?
Absolutely. So we've had this fund for about 15 years. It's been able to provide almost 3,000 screenings to community members in need. To be specific, 2,947 screenings have been provided to the community. And of those screenings, we've had almost 800 of these women that needed to have additional testing. And then we had 100 women from those that needed to have biopsies. And then the staggering statistic is that we had 32 women that were diagnosed with breast cancer. So it's always very just endearing to know that, you know, without these funds and without these screenings, that there's 32 women that may not have found out as soon that they had breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how would people learn if they qualify for this?
Absolutely. So you can actually call our scheduling department over at Baptist. Let me find that number for you. It's right here in front of me.
That's okay.
That's okay. But you can give us a call over at Baptist Scheduling. The number there is 850-908-7500. And there's an option one that you can select there. And there are some eligibility requirements.
I was going to ask that next. So how do people find out if they're eligible?
Absolutely. So you'll call that number. They'll go through some of the different screening questions. But a couple of points that you need to just to know ahead of time is that you do need to be 40 or over. You need to be uninsured. And then you also have to have a primary care provider so that they can, provide the follow-up information to a primary care physician. And then there is assistance available. It's for screening mammograms, for the diagnostic mammograms, and then also for breast ultrasounds.
Okay. Heather Moore from the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation, our guest today, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for her. So tell me a little bit about the models.
Absolutely. So I was trying to text my team and make sure that I had the right list in my head before I gave them to you, because I didn't want to speak out of hand. So appreciate that. We have a couple of folks that I would be happy to mention that are local models that are going to be in the event this year. We have Brent and Angela Lane. Obviously, you guys are very familiar with them. We have our Gulf Coast cabbie stylist, Jenny Barrow and Marcy Miller. They both are going to be walking in the show this year. One of our physicians, Dr. Catherine Almazan, will be walking. And then we have Mallory Studer, Stephanie White, and Harriet Wire are a few of the local models that will be in the show.
Nice. So that gives people an idea of who's going to be there and who they'll see walking down the runway.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about the live auction, silent auction. I know you might not be able to share exactly because you're probably still collecting items, but what has happened in the past in terms of what can people expect from that?
Absolutely. So I can share. So thanks to my team, I can go ahead and share a couple of the items that are going to be in the live auction this year. Mm-hmm. We have a Tuscany villa for six that will be in the live auction. We have a Red Sox and Yankees game that will be in the auction. And this is in the live auction. So Brent always does a great job. And then we have some great
videos. Does he talk really fast?
He always talks fast, but everybody loves him. And he really is great at engaging the audience.
That's awesome.
And then another really cool experience that we're going to have this year is the Eagles live at the Sphere in Las Vegas. So that's
going
to be a really cool one.
Yeah. So I was looking through my notes here a little bit. There's also a chance to win a $2,000 gift card to Beret Jewelers.
Absolutely. So Beret Jewelers has been a great partner with us, and they wanted to do something fantastic this year. So we have a chance to win, and that is open to anyone. You do not have to attend the event. It's a great, it goes back to a great cause. Tickets are one ticket for $25, or you can do five tickets for $100.
Okay, sounds good. So again, if people are just tuning in, they want to learn where they can register and get more information about the event.
Absolutely. So the fashion show itself, if you want to get more information about that, the best place is our website, which is baptisthealthcarefoundation.org. If you are interested in the chance to win with Beret Jewelers, a $2,000 gift card, you can also text INSTYLE24 to 76278 for your chance to win.
Okay. Heather Moore from Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. Once again, our guest on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions. We also have some stuff coming up this fall. Did you want to talk about that as well?
Sure. We have a couple more events or a couple more promos that we were doing throughout the month of October. We have another giveaway that we are partnering with our local Hollander dealers for, and there's a chance to win another wonderful package that's valued at almost $2,000. It's a gift card and gift basket to the Grand Marlin of Pensacola Beach, a two-night stay at Oyster Bay Boutique Hotel, and a pair of earrings from Jewelers Trade Shop. So if you would be interested in learning more about that, you can text ThinkPink2024 to 76278.
That's great to hear that the Grand Marlin is part of this.
Yes, they have been wonderful partners. We used to have a great event with them that we no longer have, but they have continued to partner with us. They're actually doing a portion of the sales of their Blue Angel chips throughout the month of October. They're going to be donating proceeds from those items back to the Mammogram Fund.
Have you had some Blue Angel chips in the past?
I have had more than my fair share.
So what are they like?
Angel chips. They're chips with blue cheese, bacon, scallions, and some kind of, you know, great other sauce on top.
Awesome. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
What's up, Florida State?
How you do it is equally as important.
Mike Norvell and Florida State host the California Golden Bears this Saturday for a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
California versus FSU at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Let's go, Florida State!
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Heather Moore from the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. And we're talking a little bit about the Stepping Out in Style fashion show. Just one more time again for people that might be tuning in, what are kind of the details of the event? When's it taking place?
Absolutely. So it's going to be our 48th annual Stepping Out in Style fashion show. It's going to be on October the 24th at Sanders Beach. Doors open at 5:30, and we currently do still have sponsorships available.
All right, perfect. So if you're interested, make sure you sign up today. And so I was going through the website a little bit and saw that there's an opportunity for people to obtain an impact report. So if they're interested in supporting the foundation, what's in that impact report and how do they get their hands on it?
Absolutely. So again, baptisthealthcarefoundation.org is our website, and they can click through that and find our impact report. It has a great snapshot of everything that we do to go back to Baptist Healthcare. Two of our greatest impact stories, I think, are our Helping Hands program, which is a program that was created by employees for employees. And it has a lot of great different pieces, but one of the main things that it really helps to do is give back to our team members that are in need so they can apply for assistance for help when they are going through a catastrophic experience. Mm-hmm. So we love that program. And then we also have something called our Faith Health Network, which is just a fabulous program we have within Baptist. We have a lovely lady, Joy Powell, who manages that program, and she works with several different congregations in the area to really engage with their membership mm-hmm. and help to educate them on healthcare.
Perfect. And so if people want a copy, they just go to the website?
Yeah, absolutely. Then go to the website and just request that they would like to receive a copy of that impact report. We'd be happy to mail it to them, and they can also view it online.
Okay. Is membership available with the Women's Board?
It is. So we currently have done a fantastic job. Our president this year is a lady named Ann Kike, and she had a very ambitious goal to have at least 140 members this year on Women's Board. And we currently have just over 140 members this year. So it's been fantastic to see all of those ladies engaged. Membership is open to any woman in our community. Annual dues are only $75. And to participate in that, you can also go to BaptistHealthcareFoundation.org and you can sign up there.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.